Jewel hadn't moved. Her hip ached from the impact of the girl's body, but Jewel didn't let the pain show. She hadn't expected to see a child on the narrow, dark streets of the merchant center of Nye's largest city. The stone buildings towered around the cobblestone road. Even though the sun had appeared after a furious thunderstorm, the streets were just as dark as they had been during the sudden downpour.
"Esmeralda!"
A woman's voice, sharp and piercing, echoed on the street. The bypassers didn't seem to notice. They continued about their business, clutching their strange round timepieces as they hurried to their destinations. The little girl tugged on her ripped skirts and tried to stand. Jewel recognized the look of panic on the child's face. She had felt that herself, in the face of her grandfather's wrath. Jewel took two steps toward the girl and crouched, thankful that she was wearing breeches and boots that allowed such freedom of movement.
"Why were you running?" Jewel asked in Nye.
"Felt like it," the girl said.
Good answer. Nyan children didn't play enough. Their parents didn't allow it. The girl had courage. Jewel extended her hand. The girl stared at it. Jewel's slender fingers and dark skin marked her as Fey, even more than her upswept eyebrows, black hair, and slightly pointed ears.
"Esmeralda!"
The woman's voice had an edge of panic.
"She won't like you being dirty," Jewel said.
The little girl's lower lip trembled. She reached for Jewel's hand when a screech resounded behind them. Jewel turned in time to see a woman wearing a dress so tightly corseted it made her appear flat, swing an umbrella as if it were a sword. Jewel stood and grabbed the umbrella by its tip, pulling it from the woman's hand.